Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wanted to know what an internet gangster looks like? Ever wanted to know what they do on their spare time? Well, now you can.
I don't think so.
pot of twisting up and rolling up like a blunt show. And I know we be clean, but we still can go dumb, bro.
My outfit classy, I don't wear dumb on. I hit her with the magic, I didn't put my tongue on her. Say a man cleaner, I say you a damn lie. Every day I swear I'm 757 fly. If you ain't feeling like me, then you ain't feeling what I'm saying then. Boy, I'm super fly, I'm thinking about what I'ma land in. I'm probably picking jet, I bet that'll turn a neck. And I bet these other dudes probably ain't took a 50 yet. Fresh pair day, fresh pants. And the way I feel, I think I need my own dance. Fresh pair day, fresh pants. And the way I feel, I think I need my own dance. Yeah, dirt fresh too. I cannot dress you. And I can get myself fresh, but I cannot dress you. I got purple right here, purple right there. Long as purple everywhere, then I probably won't even care. Say you fresher than fresh, well I'm fresher than that. Every girl I see, I bet she I'm fresh. Brand new how I'm dressed. In my body all froze up. Fresh pair J's and I ain't tying them hoes up. You feeling how I'm feeling, partner? I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think so. You feeling how I'm feeling, partner? I don't think so. I don't think so. Girl probably look at me and probably look bad. And she probably thinking ditching you and leaving with a mag. And I'm probably full of gray goose, yeah, I'm rocking gas. Spent $1,000 at the bar, that's a mother boo stack. And my swag still topic, you're a slob. You can fly the swag up, Jack, but you really can't cop. You can try to imitate, boy, but they gon' know you're not. No, girls love taking my pictures, paparazzi. The girls ain't going well, but still ain't it. And what a money ain't flowing. That's why I really ain't there. You can catch me over here, money there, and over there, money there. There's money there, money there. Get on now. Yeah, I'm all about my green, 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 like blonde. Get that girl a mouth full of candy till it wants. And you already know what I real, so don't play that. Manny, 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 why I say it. Fresher than fresh, well I'm fresher than that. Every girl I see, I bet she I'm fresh. Brand new how I'm dressed. In my body all froze up. Fresh pair J's and I ain't tying them hoes up. You feeling how I'm feeling, partner? I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think so. You feeling how I'm feeling, partner? I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. That was my boy Chili. I don't think so, man. Doing this thing, man.
Yeah,
y'all feeling
the power right there.
Yeah, I was really feeling that. Got me all energized. See, man, chilling and got me all laid back and everything. And the song and got me all hype, man.
Yeah. You're about to scramble somebody's brains around here.
I'm saying, though. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Chilly, you there on the line?
All right, I'm here. That's the move,
man.
2011, be laid back.
I'm saying though, man, y'all in that, y'all like y'all living that cush life, man. Just easy moving, slow life, just chilling. You feel me? You already know, man. So what does SOM stand for?
Straight out of Manny in the paint. Man, I'm from Louisiana, a little town called Manny. You know what I'm saying? I just try to rip it to the fullest everything I do.
Oh,
so,
you
man, straight out of Manny in the paint. SOMENT.
Oh,
one
yeah,
of my
man.
My partners had said that in the song, so we just took it and ran with it and pushing it ever since.
Oh, that's what's up, though, man. You got to represent for the home turf and everything like that. How's the hip-hop scene out there? You know what I'm saying? Is a lot of people bubbling and everything like that? Is it, like, connected or is it, like, people are just, like doing their own thing?
People just making it from her. With a couple of high rappers in Streetport, like, Hurricane from Streetport, just, like, an hour and a half away. Probably like
yeah.
The main one I sustain him, baby. But New Orleans 4 hours away, you know what I'm saying? That's boosting them. Like, they pretty hot. But just far as where I'm from, in my little time, I ain't too many just making it like that.
Yeah.
My head's still up, though. I ain't tripping.
Yeah.
I can make
it. Yeah, on everything, man. You gotta believe it to achieve it, you do? But as far as out there in, like, New Orleans and everything and that, the whole, like, Louisiana area and everything like that, what do you say as far as, like, the hip-hop scene? Is it more, like, together, or is everybody more just doing their own thing and, you know, just sticking to themselves? Or is, like, a lot of, is independent artists out there, like, working together?
It's a little togetherness. I ain't gonna say it's a whole lot of togetherness. I ain't saying there's no beef with nobody, but it just ain't as much togetherness as it could be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The Northern people hook up with Streetport people, they kind of be trying to come together on it, but It could be a lot more put together, but it's kind of, I say it's in the middle.
Okay, that's what's up. Hey, Chili, our question of the day, too. We usually have a question of the day every show and everything like that. We want to know what you think about Obama.
Like, what are your thoughts on him
Really, I think with the proper amount of time, he can make the changes he plan on making. You feel me? People's minds is on to pay negativity attention, you know what I'm saying? So the negative things is kind of getting outweighed by the good things, you know what I'm saying? The people that think like that, they really shouldn't even be able to have an opinion at all. But I think he can get the job done.
I think it was the deck was already stacked against him.
He's coming in trying to fix. He's trying to fix problems and then build a problem. You know what I'm saying? He got to fix them first before he can make it better.
No, it's on you, bro.
I guess a lot of people, what a lot of people thought was that, you know, as soon as he got in, that everything was just going to be, you know, presto changeo, like he was going to, you know, turn around within a couple of weeks, a couple of months, man. But, you know, it's so bad, you know, it's going to take some years, man.
Running the whole United States, you know what I'm saying?
It's not easy. I mean, they got to give him some credit for, you know, just for being the president by itself. Because me, honestly, I wouldn't be the president. I wouldn't want to be a president. You know what I mean?
Especially the first one.
So you definitely got to give it to him for that, at least.
Yeah, man.
For the simple fact that he even made it that far. You know what I'm saying? You got to give it to him.
Yeah, that's real talk. He got to run, and he actually did win, you know what I'm saying? But I think they stacked it up against him pretty high. And, you know, it seemed like they wanted him to fail, you know, just to get it out the way and everything like that. Oh, we already got the black president, see what happened and everything like that. They talking about Obama, but when Bush was in office, then he should have been impeached from what he was doing, you know what I'm saying? He didn't change so many, like, laws, amendments and everything like that. He really should have been impeached, but, you know. That's a whole different show, you dig? Can't even get on that.
So he the first black president, so of course they're going to expect him to fail, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But, you know, he winning already, you know what I'm saying? He's doing his thing. Some things he could do a little bit more better, but, you know, we got to salute him while we up, you know what I'm saying, while he doing his thing, because ain't nobody, even black or white, he on the highest seat in United States, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's the leader and general of this shit, so, you know, we can't do nothing, especially if you didn't vote, can't really say nothing about
that. Exactly, and I know a lot of people didn't, too, and they be talking like, you know, they were the first ones in line, like, come on, man.
Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it didn't even go at all, probably.
Yeah, you know, you couldn't even fill in your at-home registry and all that. That's a whole different story, you dig? But like it's bumming, like the South, you know what I'm saying? They still doing their thing and everything like that. What do you feel like as people, you know, because a lot of people talk about the South and everything like that. What do you feel like that, like, they don't have lyricists? Because I hear yourself, you got some good music out there. What do you feel about that?
Really, how I feel about that, like, I'm the type of person, a simple mind gonna think what a simple mind gonna think. Like, I really pay no attention to what simple minds think. So, you know what I'm saying? It might not be no great lyricist in the South, but I guarantee you that you might think that it's not no high lyricist in the South, but I'm telling you that it is, you know what I'm saying? You're allowed to think whatever you want to think. Everybody got a opinion on everything.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some good ones, some bad ones. There's some good ones, there's some bad ones everywhere. But I don't really just pay those people that talk down on the South too much attention. I'm just going to do what I can do and hope everybody else do what they can do.
Yeah, you can't worry about what nobody else talking. You know what I'm saying? They ain't gonna. You can't eat off of that. You know, you can't put that on the table.
Man, they hated Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, real talk, man.
They hate anybody.
Yeah. So, what do you feel like? More like your music was. Who you think your music is made for? You know, like the D-boy type of dudes, or you know, what I'm saying just everyday on the grind, who you trying to reach? Your audience.
I be trying to, let me see, like that question you had me cross my mind, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't got no particular type of crowd that I'm trying to reach. As I always tell myself, if they like you, they gonna like you, you know what I'm saying? If I'm speaking from the get money point of view, if I'm speaking from the going to club and get drunk point of view, if I'm speaking from you know what I'm saying, go out at some girls' point of view, you know what I'm saying, whatever category you feel like, what type of music you like, then I got something to touch all them aspects, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't just go in and say, fuck it, I'm for the rap for the thugs, I'm for the rap for the girls, you know what I'm saying, whatever mood the beat put me in, then I'm going to do my best at that topic.
Yeah. Okay, I dig that. I dig that. Who's your early inspirations when you first getting into the game?
Let me see. Really, I like Lil Wayne. A lot of people like Lil Wayne, but a lot of people don't like Lil Wayne. But Lil Wayne goes so far over people's head with the lines that he put together. I understand some of the stuff that he be saying that some people might think, why he say that? So, like, I got to say Lil Wayne off top. But other than that, I just ain't got no, I don't dislike him. But just major artists, I don't just have no favorites, you know what I'm saying? I probably like to work with Rick Ross, Lil Wayne, Drake, you know what I'm saying, J. Cole. But I ain't just got no favorite artists. People that really inspired me the most was the people that was at my school rapping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Real rallies, you know what I'm saying? When I got the vision, like, dang, they think I'm tight just like them. You know what I'm saying? So I might as well just keep it pushing, too. So
oh,
the neighborhood dudes really inspired me.
Okay. Is that kind of how, like, you got into the game? Just, like, being around, like, what you said, like, the pep rallies and everything like that? Being around different rappers like, around the neighborhood and school and all that?
Yeah, and everybody used to go to one of my homeboy house named Bekun to just freestyle. Really, all started out freestyling. I was killing anything in my circle freestyling. You know what I'm saying? So then my name just got high. That boy can freestyle, freestyling. Then I just started coming with CD every month, you know what I'm saying? Then everybody liked me. So I just kept it pushing. I all started freestyling at school, you know what I'm saying, in the gym, recess.
Oh, okay. So you something like a freestyle legend back home or something. They might have to see what's up with that. You know, say you spit a quick 16 on air or something.
Man, I can do it for you.
Oh, man, okay, we're gonna get back to that in a minute. We're about to get in some hot independent artists right now. So, Chili, stick around for a little bit. We're about to get in some of this music. So y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com.
Yo, it's your boy. I normally don't do this, but I just figured, when you hit the club, right, and you're feeling yourself, niggas say they swag is on point, right? Well, some niggas swag is off the chain, some niggas swag is off the meter, my shit is on NASA though, check it out. Ha, what it does, tell me what it look like, gon' get your buzz on, welcome to the good life, know I'm with the thugs, homes, yeah, this the hood life, don't try to get your mug on the night, cause we could fight, ha ha. Nah, we ain't come to burn it up. On the contrary, nigga, we ain't here to turn it up. I walk in the spot, got the lames looking nervous, cuz all they dames staring at me like she wanna serve me up. That means it's curtains, bruh. Don't let your girl go, or she gon' end up at my spot trying to make me curl toes. No need to be upset, that's just how the world goes. Bitches get to choosing, no surprise that I'm who she chose. Maybe it's the way I glide through the function. Drink in my hand, blowing clouds up or something. Whatever's in the paper plane, make the assumption that it's straight fire. I like this track that you bumping. See me in the club, all the lights flashing. He be getting love, it's time for some action. So up above, the clouds are subtracting. Really what it was, my swagger's on now. See me in the club, all the lights flashing. He be getting love, it's time for some action. So up above, the clouds are subtracting. Really what it was, my swagger's on now. The swagger on NASA. When I take off, won't see me till the next day. I don't fuck with hoes with no class like flex days. King on point, couldn't see me in an x-ray. They mad at me cause what I create, collect pay. After distribution, sit back and watch my stacks raise. I get love from bloods, crips, and SAs. I'm a real nigga so I'm good, they don't check me. Holla at your dude, someone told me sex pays. King about to scoop your queen, call out a checkmate. At the bar, buying shots like a gun range. Baby girl had five, talking about he won't change. I don't care, I got paper, we get drunk more. I just wanna see that ass bounce while it hit the floor. Order another round, get them drinks poured. Straight party in the booth, every time I record. See me in the club, all the lights flashing. He be getting love, it's time for some action. So up above, the clouds are subtracting. Really what it was, my swagger's on now. See me in the club, all the lights flashing. He be getting love, it's time for some action. So up above, the clouds are subtracting. Really what it was, my swagger's on now.
Radio.com. That was the boy Kingpin. You know what I'm saying? Doing his thing, you feel me?
Pulling that beat right there, too.
Yeah, one of our new joints, one of our new artists and everything like that. You know, feeling that, you know what I'm saying? It was knocking and everything like that. Hey, Chili, what you think of that?
It was kind of straight. Like, my phone had started breaking up when they were playing, but it sounded like it was nice. It had a nice beat, like a nice rhythm.
Yeah.
So I could play to make a nice song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling that. What independent artists you feeling out there? Like, you know what I'm saying, like around your way, or if you heard any from in different areas or anything like that?
Really, the most of the main artists I listen to, they from Shreveport. They Wild Name, Wild Yell, and Young Show, Soulja Rock Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? I spent so much time doing my own music that I just don't hear music, other people's music, you know what I'm saying? Whatever my girlfriend may be playing in the car or something. But I try not to just listen to a lot of other people's music when I'm in the process of recording those.
Yeah. Okay, that's what's up. So what's up with that 16? Let's, you know what I'm saying? Because I mean, we ain't got a good freestyle on the show in a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Who was the last person?
See, I don't even know. It was that long ago, man. We need to, you know what I'm saying? We need to get back on it. So hopefully, Chili can bless us with something real cool, real breezy. You dig? Before we get to that, let's bring my boy MKD up in here, you know what I'm saying, our third host over there from D.C., putting it down, you know what I'm saying. MKD, what's good with you, bro? MKD, you know what I'm saying, we'll get back to him in a minute, you know what I'm saying. But, Chili, hold on for a minute, we're going to get to that freestyle in a minute. We're about to get into some more music right now, so y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com.
Yo, this is Imp from BinyMeansMusic.com, and on Mondays from 4 to 6 p.m., I'm tuned into the Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com.
She loves me now, she loves me not. But that won't stop her from licking on my lollipop. Shorty there's a freak for show. She made me curl my toes, all because she sucked my soul. Yeah, she touched the right spots, but I'm a freak too, so I lick a hot pot. I'm a grown ass man, yo. Equal opportunity, feeling like a merry-go-round. Round and round, now here we go. Keep the lights on, girl, but just dim them low. Candle smells all in the air. Won't you quit playing, girl, and come over here. Full-time goon, part-time doughboy, but this is what it do. So, baby, what it do? Tell you what it don't mean, fall in love with you. See me now? Or see me later, blowing purple kush clouds up and down like elevators. Now we pop the pill, doing what we do, girl, yeah, you know the deal. And this is sex therapy, listen up close, girl, to what they telling me. I mean what I'm telling you. Don't you wanna be my boo?
Solo star, smelled in your mouth and not your hand. In success, lane speed and catch me if you can. I think you like the chase, you probably my number one fan. I don't work hard, I will effortlessly take your man, yeah. His ain't my pussy, it's his favorite dish. And to feed his appetite, be like his only wish, yeah. He love the smell and the taste of it. Fuck his lips and tongue, he put his whole face in. I laugh, but I ain't lying though. Fuck that Aquafina, so upgraded, call it Fiji Flow. If you let him tell you he don't do that, you's a silly hoe. Pussy got prerequisites, without head, I can't never go. So take a lick, sample it. It ain't hard, use your tongue, write your name in it. Just take a lick, sample it. If you do that right, I just might see how else you handle it.
See me now, or see me later. Blowing purple kush clouds up and down like elevators. Now we pop the pill, doing what we do, girl, yeah, you know the deal. And this is sex therapy. Listen up close, girl, to what they telling me. I mean what I'm telling you. Don't you wanna be my boo?
Money, nigga. Fuck with me. I mind my own business, but I think them niggas tripping. When them niggas talking, I don't really listen. Play a maid like my daddy. I don't really give a fuck. And if you ain't talking about money, I ain't really saying much. It's me and my niggas. Grind solo, cause I don't really rock with a lot of niggas no more. It's me and my niggas. Solo, I don't really rock with a lot of niggas no more. My life like a book, I'm in a money chapter. If you see me moving money, what I'm moving after. You probably moving too, but I am moving faster. Niggas think they seeing me, bitch, I'm like a moving Casper. I'm hot enough to make the winner burn. Let the competition shine, now it's the winner turn. I did my thing out summer, now it's the winner turn. Niggas got beat, well bring the heat and let the dinner burn. I'm about music and money, I ain't worrying about what hoe I do. I do not repeat shit, man, I know shit, I ain't know I knew. Been caught up to a hater, for the money I'll jump over you. If he's rapping, I'm number one, I'm not no number four or two. I mind my own business, but I think some niggas tripping. When them niggas talking, I don't really listen. Play a maid like my daddy. I don't really give a fuck. And if you ain't talking about money, I ain't really saying much. It's me and my niggas. Grind solo, cause I don't really rock with a lot of niggas no more. It's me and my niggas. Back with the verses, the man. When it comes to the money, I ain't motherfucking playing. Quick with the money, like I'm quick with the hands. Had to quit blowing money, but I still got a fan. Anti-social, but still got fans. If I approach you, put the money in my hand. If you owe me, pay me, man. That's what I'm saying, and I like my hunters in a tan rubber band. If you ain't talking money, I will holler later. Don't ask niggas for shit, even if they owe me a favor. Pour some syrup in a yellow soda. Now my car dressed like a Laker. He look happy with his girl. If I had time, I'd go and take her. But my mind on my money on my mind. This might sound funny, but I want every dime. I got a strong grind, and I ain't even lying. I know magic while out, now watch I make your money mine. I mind my own business, but I think them niggas tripping. When them niggas talking, I don't really listen. Play a maid like my daddy. I don't really give a fuck, and if you ain't talking about money, I ain't really saying much. It's me and my niggas. Grind solo, cause I don't really rock with a lot of niggas no more. It's me and my niggas. Grind solo, cause I don't really rock with a lot of niggas no more.
Yeah, Step Boy G.I. Fleazy Band Camp representing. You already know what the fuck it is. I'm on Grind Network, and I'm kicking it with my main partners, Supreme and Jay Payton, on BangOutRadio.com. Let's get it.
Where I do that at. Really, I'm incredible. I eat them like they vegetables. I eat them cause they edible. And you cannot let it go. Yes, I am unleaded, bro. Them niggas, they cannot go. Green like roll runner. Feel me though. Faster than a speeding bullet. Quicker than a moving train. Comparable to Ron James when he be in the lane. Bro, I do my thing, not a game. Parker, brother. If your bitch was a car, I'd park her.
don't wanna see it. They done fucked around and put me with JK. It's AJ.
Radio.com. Hey, welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. Go, go, Gadget. Who's that bar again? Fila. Go, Gadget by Fila, doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Fila and them. We're going to bring my boy MKD. MKD, do we got
Hello?
You now? Or oh, MK, were you on the line?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, bro.
What's happening with you, man?
What's good with it, man?
What's up, James? What's up, Supreme? Nothing, just
oh, man.
At work, I got a mad-ass headache today.
Ooh, oh, man. It sounds like
it. Say, man, you was on MK, man. You are chill. You chilling like Chili, man. We got my boy Chili from SOM Movement in the building also.
What's up,
you know what I'm saying?
What's good, Pippin? Well, how you feeling over there?
Man, I'm just chilling, laid back, feet up, feeling good.
I feel that. What's good with you though, bro, man?
Oh shit. Nothing right now. Just trying to get rid of this fucking headache. Just trying to, man, get my mind. I think I need to go drive over to 7-Eleven, get me some Tylenol or something.
Man, so much.
Go to your local dispensary. Go get some of that the herbal remedy.
That'll do
it.
Yeah, that always takes the headache away.
Man, what's up with y'all though? What's going on? Cause I'm just now getting on.
Yo, man, we chilling right now, relaxing. We speaking about Obama earlier. You feel me? And what your stance is with him and everything right now? Cause he's getting a lot of criticism. He's catching a lot of flack for things he's doing and things he's not doing. What's your opinion on that?
Man, let that man do what he do. I'm hearing black folks going against him. I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah, that's some of the biggest criticism coming from it.
Isn't that crazy? That's crazy.
That's crazy. I know somebody is in law enforcement. They work up there and the cameras, like they install cameras. They do everybody background check for the high schools and all that.
Yeah.
And we was just talking. She was just putting her down, it's Obama's fault. It's Obama's fault. I was like, nah, please, stop it. I'm about to go somewhere because he just got in there and he's trying to help everybody out and they not letting him do shit. So I said, I told her, you need to just give him support. You don't know what's really going on. You feeding into what these people are telling you.
Exactly.
You cannot feed into that. Watch what he's doing. Listen to what he's doing. Because it just made me sick. Like, are you serious? This man is trying to help the economy out. And you just putting him down, talking about we need to get him out here. And it was black. It was a black. It was a couple people. So I was like, man, I'm not feeding into that. Once it's time to vote, hopefully everybody go out and vote for him again.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, because I don't think he got I don't think he got enough credit for what he's doing and what, and I think people are putting really too much expectations on him right now. You feel me? Politics is a slow process. You feel me? So, I mean, I don't know. It's not meant for everybody.
Nobody's not trying to support him because he's black. Simple as that. Like, he's the color of his skin. That's all they're looking at. And plus, he's, you know, Republicans is against what he's trying to do anyway. He's trying to help everybody. He's not trying to just help one. He's trying to help everybody.
Yeah.
Republicans are, they greedy. They stingy, and they don't want nobody having nothing. They want to be on top. And they want to look down and laugh at motherfuckers. They hate when people speak their language. So they're going to do everything they can to let this nigga not get where he needs to be or where he wants the economy to be, the whole world to be. So even though he's in there, he's trying. He's showing dedication, like he ain't going to give up. So we need to support this man and let him get in there for another 4 years and try. He accomplished some things, but they're not going to give him that. Matter of fact, he accomplished a lot of things, but they're not going to clap their hand and say, kudos, yeah, you did a good job. No. If they did, they're going to be like, damn, a black man can run this way more better than a white man.
They don't want to give us that.
Because for so many years, we always said we can do what you can do and better.
Yeah.
And he's showing them that, like he's the untouchable. But it's just like, it's all a game. It's all a game, and you got to play it. And whoever know how to play the game better is going to win.
Yeah, that's real talk, man. Yeah, that's super crazy, man. And, like, I forgot what I was going to say before we started talking about that, but do you think he will get reelected, or you think that, like, it's going to it, or you think it's really just up in the air right now, the way everybody's feeling?
I feel like it's up in the air myself, shit.
Yeah.
Because I'll be sitting up there thinking, too, like, damn, you know, does he have a chance? But I hear so many mixed reviews that it's kind of hard to call it, you know?
Yeah, because the Republicans, they are, like, really on it. They really look at Obama as the enemy. And I never, looking at, like, you know what I'm saying? I've never been, like, the biggest politics fan, but, I, you know what I'm saying? I listen and look at a little politics, and I never seen, like, a Democrat, like, take this much, like, what you would say, disrespect.
Towards
his character, his being, his party, and everything like that, because they really be going at Obama. They put it out there. They look at him as the enemy, and they look at it like, you know what I'm saying, like, we got to get him out of there by any means, you know what I'm saying? And I never seen a Democratic president take this much disrespect or take this much slack for just being him, or, you know what I'm saying, or things of that nature, you dig?
Yep.
It makes them sick. It makes them sick to their stomach that how we came so far. How they put us, they always put us down ever since we came over, they put us down. And, you know, oh, this man can't, these Negroes can't do nothing.
Yeah.
But we are doing something. And Obama is showing that to the whole world. It's showing these young folks, these young black men, that if you put your mind to it and your hard work into it, it will come out. And it's changing a lot of young kids' minds. Like, they like, a lot of people, we used to think, like, man, ain't shit out there for us. We could never do this. We could never. Now it's like, well, maybe I can. And maybe went to, yes, I can. I can do it. Yes, I can. And,
yeah.
And they're not liking that. They're not.
Yeah, they're not liking that that rebirth, that revolution.
No.
You know what I'm saying? They can't handle the revolution. Yeah, man. MK, we're going to get back to you. Uh-huh, what you saying?
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Nah.
They might steal this election. They might try to steal this election. Right now, they don't have nobody that could go against Obama. They don't.
Well,
they're
looking at
nobody.
The guy, what's his name, Rooney, you know what I'm saying? He's been getting a lot of buzz, but this wouldn't be the first time they stole an election, you know what I'm saying? How they got Bush in there, and that's how he's in Iraq and all that. You know, they took the Florida and everything like that. Hey, Chili, you got anything to add on the thing? I know we done left you out there, you know, and everything like that. You still there?
Really, my boy was right, you know what I'm saying? They're expecting too big a change too quick, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Plus, if he do make a change, they don't want, you know what I'm saying? They don't want the first black president to be the one that done made it.
Russell, that's real talk.
It ain't nothing he can't
handle.
It ain't nothing he can't handle.
I mean, really, he already came this far, you know.
So.
Yeah, that's real talk. Yeah. He came this far, you know, and you can't turn back now. You know, it's far to, you know, saying be scared and everything like that. You already on top of the diving board, you know.
Yeah.
You go down.
Hey, you know what? He accomplished so much after a year, and they always talk about what have he accomplished. He accomplished a lot within a year, 2 years, going on 3 years. If I would have knew you was talking about this, I would have tried to look up everything he has accomplished. I could think of off the top of my head like three things he's done so far that, you know, most presidents only done like one or two things in the whole thing of 8 years.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? They're not going to give him that.
Yeah, I've been looking at some of the things, and we was talking about this a little bit earlier in class today. You know, he didn't did the healthcare thing, like if you're in college or you could stay on your parents' healthcare till you're 26 and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing some things for the economy and all that, but like you say, the problems that he was trying to fix, they was major already. It was like catastrophic. So what he's doing, the little dents that he's doing, you know what I'm saying, they just like little ripples in a pond, you know, they're like they're not reaching everybody as quick as everybody wanted to, you know. So he has been doing things, but also see he can be doing better, you know what I'm saying, especially with the, you know, I know he's probably not going to get the universal health care plan passed because that's taking money out of a lot of people's
They're stealing money from Social Security. They taking money from Social Security, but we still in debt with Japan, but they already took like $4 or $5 trillion from security, Social Security, but we still in debt. Where is that money going to?
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It seems like they're taking from everything, and we still broke. So.
Yeah, and if they just support this man and follow what the plan he have, I think everybody could come out of this. And plus the rich, they still will keep their money and get probably more, but they not thinking about money. They thinking about what this man represents. This man represents a whole lot.
It's not about money, it's about power. You know what I'm saying? People still want that power. You know what I'm saying? Like they want that place over somebody and everything like that.
They can still have power, but they do not. This man represent the whole world. This man represent change, and the government, the whole thing that they had, you know, everything was really for the white folks to succeed. Obama is trying to open that up for everybody to succeed, not just for the white people, not just for the people that's overseas coming over here and able to start off a business and live here for 7 years tax free, and then it's just the system, the way the system is set up, is not made for us to grow. It's made for us to fall back while white folks sit down and talk about us, how stupid we are and belittle us. That's it, point blank. We all trying to come together and be as one and make United States where it needs to be, a unity. And it's not, it's just these hicks are just still on that racial stuff, and they need to just leave it alone. But it's times is changing. It's changing. A lot of, I see now, like, white, black, Mexicans, you go to high school, and they're not even looking at color. I was talking to my 17-year-old brother, and he said, like, man, there's no racial shit now in high school. It's like everybody just chill and just get along. You're either in a crowd or you're not. But it's like it's all connected with different. It's like a rainbow color nowadays. But,
yeah,
you know, we need to let these old folks go ahead and retire, put them in a shelter home, let them collect the check, and let the young folks follow do this shit now. Because y'all shit is fucking it up for us.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's real talk. Hey, MK, we're going to get back to that in a little bit. We're going to get into some hot independent artists right now. So everybody stay on the line. We're going to get back to everything in a minute. So y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Network on bangoutradio.com.
Hi, party people. What's happening?
Put your hands
up. Now rocking with the best.
Put your hands up.
Hop the motherfucking west.
Up right now.
Kingpin.
Put them up right now.
DC, stand up.
God damn it right now.
Home team, stand up.
Okay.
Yeah. Go.
Out your seat as I arouse the beat and commit to how you making moves you doubt your feet could do. I'm back, no, this shouldn't be news, but what should be is where the hell I got these shoes. They're exclusive, just like everything else I do. My medley's deadly like milk and L's I true. But look here, I came to get it live up in this bitch. I'm so high, I think I might fly up in this bitch. Well, okay, it doesn't matter how you got in the spot. Just as long as you know if you with me, get ready to pop. I never favor wallflowers, you land to shake. And all the basic bitches in the club can also vacate. But all my real niggas in the place just put out your bankroll. And all my bad bitches make them buy you a drink, though. I'ma chill in the VIP before I hit stage, though. And after that, I spaz like I'm missing a brain, bro. What's good? Baby girl in that black dress, ass just fat. She really working the back, oh yeah, she get. All my ballers in the spot who came with a stack of guap and throwing it up a lot, they came to get. And every single lane, women and men the same. If you ain't doing your thing, no, you ain't getting. Whenever I'm on the mic, you know I set it off right. Admit it, baby, I'm nice for life, I guess. I'm up here, about to run amok, yeah. When on stage I'm mentioned Harlem, they show us love here. We'll never stop, like a gambler on a slot machine. When I shine, I ain't talking about rocks and rings. Pursue the wealth, I need stock exchange. And fuck jet skis, I'm trying to cop yachts and things. You come to my show, it's something like a boxing ring. I promise you a 12-round set, I rock this thing. Come to back, get your hands up, I got this thing. Called hip-hop. And I will never drop this thing. I'm here, move around like the trill OG say. And if you hatin' in the club, we'll handle this the G-Way. I avoid all the he say, she say. Unless she say she wanna give K a BJ. Oh man, I'm a goddamn menace. And don't put your hands down yet, I ain't finished yet. Baby girl in that black dress, ass just fat. She really working the back, oh yeah, she get. All my ballers in the spot who came with a stack of guap and throwing it up a lot, they came to get. And every single lane, women and men the same. If you ain't doing your thing, no, you ain't getting. Whenever I'm on the mic, you know I set it off right. Admit it, baby, I'm nice for life, I guess. Okay, if you came on the budget, rather or not, you spend a dime here, you're still gonna love it. Cause I come with the heat like 7 days a week, right? Underneath my shirt and all the mic when I speak tight. You niggas is weak, why? You think you can peep high? Haven't the slightest idea, you need to think twice. While you do that, she's nice, so I'ma walk over. Pull her on stage, make her bend that ass over. She's in the max where somebody should have told you. I lean back while she make it clap like I know ya. Boys, make noise, illest out of California. While you rattlesnake hissing at the King Cobra. Nice when I write, your career nearly over. My flow rare than a five-leaf clover. Why speak slower, so you can comprehend me? Fuck what you going through, homie, I get busy. Baby girl in that black dress, ass just fat. She really working the back, oh yeah, she get. All my ballers in the spot who came with a stack of guap and throwing it up a lot, they came to get. And every single lane, women and men the same. If you ain't doing your thing, no, you ain't getting. Whenever I'm on the mic, you know I set it off right. Admit it, baby, I'm nice for life, I get.
Yo, Kingpin, I get, Mr. E, yeah, what, DDC, we get, right. bad.
Man, it bad.
Okay. Yeah.
Light is bad.
I'm calling.
At any moment, you can catch a shooting star. You were committed. Show me how strong you really are. You thought it was over. Then you turned away. But then you discovered that you were headed the wrong way.
Chili, like, do y'all did like, do y'all like think people's like getting away from the essence of hip hop and everything like that? Because you know it used to be like people just be up on the streets, you know what I'm saying, on the corner or whatever, they spitting the cipher and everything like that. And I don't really see too many like crews just getting out there, you know what I'm saying?
Now.
People used to go out there and just battle, you know what I'm saying? Just like fuck it. You think you like I'll go to your neighborhood and we just battle it out, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like no personal thing, but just like for hip hop, hip hop is like getting away from that, you know?
Yeah.
You know, they
man, the rappers ain't got no sportsmanship, man. You can't battle nobody. They probably want to take it to a whole another level, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, just about to say, people taking the phone out of us. That's what's happening.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Oh,
cause
man.
That is
that's
true, too, because, you know what I'm saying, I do be sitting watching the battles on YouTube and whatnot, and it seems always, like, end in violence. And I remember, like, people could used to just have a, like, quick little battle, just like, you know, I say what I say, and you just leave it right there on the... You know what I'm saying? On the stage, you know what I'm saying? Leave it right there. The best man walk away from it, you dig? But, like you say, like, a lot of the money and the bullshit is taking away the sportsmanship of it, you know? Because, a lot of these people is doing this to feed their family, and you know what I'm saying? And like you say, you got to be the best to get paid, you dig? It's like boxing, you know? Like, you'll go out there and hit a lot of fights and everything like that, but you take one L, you know what I'm saying? You could be done the whole career, you feel me? Wash down the drain.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah, but, you know, I want to get more back into that, you know, that easygoing hip-hop, man. There ain't too much business involved with it, man. Just spit, man. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. Bring the love back.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Bring the music.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because the money going to come regardless, you know what I'm saying? If you're a hustler, the money going to come.
Yeah.
You know,
you can't be worried about that, you know.
Yeah, you know.
And really, they're spitting on the corner like they used to do, you know what I'm saying? They can get your attention, too. They can be like, you can use it as a promotion thing, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, real talk. Yeah, but, you know, if y'all want to get in the cypher, hit us up, 661-621-7559. You can listen in and you know somebody that rap and you think they'd be good for the cypher right now, hit us up. Let them know. Pass it on the number. And all that greatness and everything like that. Make sure you press 1-2 when you call in and everything like that. You know, or else we would not be able to see your number in the caller's queue. You know, that's what everybody. That's a lot of pet peeve with everybody too. They're like, we've been on all day now. Y'all didn't press 1. You know what I'm saying? I can't see you if you don't press 1. You dig? And all that greatness. Chili, man, when can we expect like an album or a mixtape from you? Or do you already got one bubbling in the streets?
We're about to drop one probably 3 months ago called I Do It For The Money Volume 1.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to drop another in probably 2.5 weeks called Music and Money. So I keep them coming.
Yeah, so I guess we don't got to know what's the inspiration behind that. You know,
yeah, for
it's in the title, you know. Music and money, you know what I'm saying? So, do you look at you like who's the biggest hustler in the game to you right now? You know, just like just making that mad cheddar, you know what I'm saying? Just like just making that mad cheddar, but just like
50 Cent.
Yeah,
50 Cent, man, he be getting music, money.
Yeah.
Soda, water, Gatorade, whatever he got.
And he's not a bad actor either. That's the cold thing about it.
Yeah.
We talking about one of the top hustlers, you know what I'm saying? And 50 Cent, you feel me? And he's like, what I like about 50 is he hit the ground running from jump, you dig?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because he was like, he had like typical independent artist thing. He was struggling, he got signed, but then he had a little drama. But then, you know what I'm saying? He didn't let that just be like, man, these rap niggas, these rap things, I don't think I want to be in this thing. He's like, I still want to be in this game, but it's like more like, I ain't fucking with y'all. I'm about to go in there guerrilla style on y'all. I'm about to go in there with my journal trip and get this money. You know what I'm saying? He did like it was like a bank heist, going in 60 seconds. You know what I'm saying? He got the money and was just like, I'm out of here. Peace out, y'all. You dig? And that's what I like about him. You know what I'm saying? And 50, and people forget, 50 really can't rap, you know what I'm saying? He ain't hungry like how he used to, you know?
Yeah, he full.
Yeah, he well fed right now, so He mm-hmm. I mean, he just more like on the chilling back. I just make music because I want to. It don't got to be good. You know what I'm saying? Just mm-hmm. it is what it is. I wipe my ass with $100 bills. That's what he on. He got that kiss my ass money. You feel me? So he's doing his thing, though.
I think he still want to make good music, but, you know, this industry, they want you to make certain type of music, and he ain't down just to make no music that they want. He want to do what he want to do, what comes from the heart.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you don't work with them, they're not going to work with you. So I think he was like, fuck it, I'm going to make
yeah.
movies.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And
about
he's doing pretty good in the movies.
Yeah, he is. He actually got a 10-picture deal from Lionsgate. You know, I was just reading about that. He he's making real big moves in Hollywood and everything.
Yeah.
But
he probably making so much money, so many other ways. He might not even be tripping on the music right now.
You really can't trip on the music right now because really, if you ain't touring, it's hard to make money from music.
Oh yeah.
Because if you ain't out there doing shows and everything, because ain't nobody really selling unless you're one of the top. With the top 1% of the game, you know what I'm saying? Eminem, Jay-Z, Kanye West, you know what I'm saying? Of that nature, Lil Wayne and everything like that, Rick Ross. Ain't nobody really else selling off their albums, you know? And everything, everything like that, you know? So the real money is just to get it popping and to make a business out of yourself.
Get it how you
feel. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know,
get rich at that time. That's what he was on. Get rich at that time. So you already know where he was coming.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. He lived that to the fullest, and I salute him for that. You know.
Yeah.
You know, but hopefully we get another strong independent artist like that bubbling that's really making that good music. Somebody to come up. It's a lot of people coming up in the game, but hopefully, you know, like you said, they don't sell out to get to that number one spot. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, what do you think about that?
I'm feeling McMill's. Y'all heard McMill's?
Oh, yeah,
I'm feeling
that's
that nigga right now.
Maybach Music.
You said McMill?
Yeah. M-E-K? M-E-E-K?
Yeah, McMill.
He been rocking the radio station hard. But, like, everything else I be listening to, it be just sounding like some pop shit.
Yeah.
I'll be playing
on
the radio.
Hell yeah, I did. It's crazy because I used to, and it's like some of the people that used to be dropping some hard rhymes back in the day, it's like they just said, fuck it, we give up, and we're not going to be creative no more. We're just going to put out the same. A person that falls in that category to me is Fabulous. Fabulous is to be one of the hardest spitters. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's so vicious. Now you thinking like, damn, nigga, is you singing R&B now? Is you R&B?
Man.
Yeah.
Bro. You been straight R&B on me, man. Useless. And Fabulous.
Then you see niggas like Nelly and shit singing and shit.
Yeah, Nelly over here harmonizing and everything.
Yeah, for real.
Off and everything. I'm like, come on, bro. Let it go.
Yeah.
You know? It's crazy.
I think after they make so many tight songs, get so many hardcore rhymes, you know what I'm saying? They've been rapping for so long, they probably try to look for that, you know what I'm saying? I want America's number one song, you know what I'm saying? So they kind of drift over into make a slower song, you know what I'm saying? So they can get more fans, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get that number one hit. Instead
That's
of just
true.
Making, you know what I'm saying, a lot of hit, but they just trying to get that number one hit. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, people do different things for different reasons, you know. Like you said, they've been rapping hard for a minute, so they want to, like, try to get onto the crossover and everything like that, you know. But I still feel you could still be yourself and crossover.
It's
the right time and right
fans.
Place for everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't mean it in a crossover point of view, you know what I'm saying? I was just saying, try to do, like, a pop song was easy for a pop song to be number one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They might didn't do what they could on the pop song, but you got to change the music up a little bit if you just ain't getting a lot of number one songs than everybody else getting them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to try to change something, do something different.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's a lot of craziness in the game. It's just like, and I look at it too, it just be like, damn, this is the game we chose to be in. You feel me? The music, entertainment,
yeah.
and everything like that. But it's like it's hard to be real in that, you know. And like a lot of people lose their heads in there, you know. So what do you do? Say, you know what I'm saying? you do get signed. You still start, you do get signed. You start getting, like, hundreds and thousands. This go to this question is for you, too, MKD. You start getting, like 10,000, 100,000 fans and everything, start rocking shows, arenas and everything like that. How would you think you would handle that pressure, you know? You know what I'm saying? You got a number one album. We're about to drop the number one album. And, you know what I'm saying? Seeing the things that some of these, you know what I'm saying, artists go through at the top peak, would you think you could handle that type of pressure?
Really?
Go ahead.
I think I could
ahead,
handle it. Cause no. What'd you say?
Okay, go ahead, boss.
Oh, but I think I could handle it because I'm the type of person, you know what I'm saying? I don't never let the bullshit get to me, you know what I'm saying? I think positive is 24 sets. So if this group of people hating on me because I got a number one album, and this group of people like me, I'm going to pay the group of people that like me more attention. I understand that I can't please everybody. As long as I'm doing the best I can do, whoever I please, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate that, but I ain't going to never let the bullshit get to me. So whether I'm number one in the world, number one in my town, I'm still going to be the same person. I ain't going to let nothing bother me. But I ain't never experienced it. So I'm telling myself I ain't going to let it bother me. So I really just can't say. But I don't see it bothering me, though.
Yeah, Chili, you just too cool, man. You ain't gonna do about it. You just like man. I'm gonna get off the shoulder, man. I ain't about to let y'all stress me out for that, you dig?
For real.
Yeah, Chili.
Let him.
Yeah. What about you, MK?
Well, me, like, I get nervous just getting in the studio. Like, when I went and saw my cousin perform and I got on stage, I stay, like, nervous, but I still knock it out. And if I got to that level, I would make sure I have to keep all my real niggas with me, the ones that was down for me through thick and thin, like to have my back, to keep me on a focus, on a level, like where it's like, I'm going to be like, I'm doing this. I'm not doing this for myself. I'm doing it for my people. I'm doing it for the real niggas out there that's trying to do something in life. And I'm going to go out there and knock it out. Anybody that's trying to get in my circle, it's going to be hard to get in my circle. It's even hard to get in my circle now because I'm that type of nigga. I don't fuck with everybody. And if I fuck with you, I'm going to fuck with you. Now, if I see something that you ain't doing, if you ain't doing the right things that might fuck me up, that might put me in a predicament, I'm going to have to just let you do you from the far part and be like, man, I can't fuck with you because you fucking up. I'm going to let you know. You fucking up, and I ain't trying to get involved. I ain't trying to get pulled down into that bullshit because a lot of that shit happens. Muffles get big head, and they forget who the niggas that helped them. T.I. even said that. He and in one of his interviews, he was like niggas that on a business level that kept him in his back pocket when he was in jail, called out for him. He called out to these niggas, and they act like they didn't even know the nigga. The only niggas that was really down for him was the niggas that was in the hood, the niggas that was there for him through thick and thin. Like, anything that went down, they had his back. So he's like, he's only going to stick with his block. He's only going to stick with his block, and that meaning, like, the niggas that was down for him from the get-go.
Yeah, real talk, man. You got to keep that reality around, too, because, like you said, a lot of people ain't going to be down for you when you fall, you know what I'm saying, when you get in this game. Like, if they're going to be up with you when you're number one, when you know what I'm saying, you're getting 10,000 spins across the nation and everything like that. But what they're going to do when you, like you said, when you're in jail, when the album ain't getting promoted so much, when, you know what I'm saying, when the phone start ringing, you ain't doing so many interviews and everything like that, who really going to be there for you and everything? You know, and you got to keep them real ones, you know what I'm saying? And some of them real ones is fake ones in disguise, you know what I'm saying? You just got to, sometimes you just got to, when that test happens, you got to pass it or fail it, you did?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, I mean, I just think about that sometimes, like, if I was ever kid, if God willing, this radio thing takes off and everything like that, how would I act with the success that I would get, you know, with the success, the money, you know what I'm saying? It's a whole lot of things that come along with that. It's like, you know.
Yeah, because a lot of people be like, well, I ain't going to change this way. I ain't going to do this. But, you know, you never really know until you actually get into that situation, you know.
You know what I'm saying? Because I can say I'm going to be the same old, you know what I'm saying? But if you get a lot of money, you're going to be different, you know what I'm saying? There's no way. You could try to be the same. You could, you know, speaking of 50 Cent, you know what I'm saying? We just talking about 50 Cent. A quote that I always liked from him, people that said money that didn't change them, they didn't make enough of it. You know what I'm saying? So he's going, you know what I'm saying? What he said, what I took from that was, you're going to change when you get big money. You know what I'm saying? There's no doubt about it. But you just got to change in a, you know, like a, not such a, you know what I'm saying, a scandalous way. You feel me? Like that. You know, you got to, you know what I'm saying, still be humble about it. You know, you got to keep some, keep it humble. You know,
yeah.
Don't be, don't get too big headed, get too, but you're going to change once you get big money. It's inevitable. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to do the same things you was doing. You're not going to be driving in the same car. You know, you ain't going to be shopping at the same place. You feel me? You're going to change some way or somehow, you know. It's just you got to get ready for the change, and you can't let it change you to the point where people really don't know you no more, you know. You know, just a little small change here and everything like that, you know. But, you know, I don't know. What'd you say, bro?
I had a friend that he never had a job site of a thing. He never worked his whole entire life. So when he came out here and I put him on a job, he saw me on a professional level. He never seen me on a professional level. He never seen the way I work, how I had work ethic. So when he came out here, I said, I already let him know.
And that's crazy. I don't mean to cut you off. Sorry, Bardo, but it's crazy when people see you that you kick it with, not at work, and they see you in a work environment. They be like, "What's wrong with you?" And all that.
Yeah,
that's,
man,
yeah,
he acting
funny.
Yeah, like, man, this is my job. I can't be out here going crazy and everything.
Yeah.
What was you saying, though?
Yeah, you're right. So he was like, "You changed." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "The way you carry yourself, the way you handle the people when you're at work." I said, because this is work, you know, you have to carry yourself professional. You can't clown around at work. So what you saying, like, when you have money, you have to carry yourself like you have money. Like, you can't always be in the hood flossing, and you are always on tour. You have to carry yourself. If you got money in your pocket, you can't go around throwing away your money everywhere. You have to watch how you control it, and it pretty much, you're right. It was just the way of atmosphere is different places, and where you at. You have to change. It doesn't matter if you want to change. It's just like a level of change.
Yeah.
It's still the same, but it's the way you carry yourself at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's what I think. That's what happens with a lot of hip hop groups too. Like, say one person like makes it out the group, or they start getting buzzed, and they gotta do different things besides the group, and then the group will feel like they changed on them and everything like that, and of that nature.
Yep.
Yeah.
Change is gonna happen.
What's going on in the background?
I don't know.
I have no clue.
I hear walking inside my house.
Oh, okay.
Let's get to these phone lines right quick. Let's got another caller on the line, 6127. You on the grind?
What's up, man? HR double homie Richard Spinks.
Spinks in the
building.
What's up, homie?
What's up, MKD? How you living, my nigga?
Man, chilling like a villain, my nigga. Chilling with the family. All good on Bang Out Radio. Where you been hiding at? Where you been hiding at, my nigga?
I'll be at the house or on the road, man.
Okay, that's what's up.
Traveling, man.
On everything. So Spinks, man, I know you about to get into the cypher in a minute, man.
What cypher?
We about to have an on-air cypher in a little bit, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting people on the Facebook right now, trying to gather everybody up and everything.
People listening?
Yeah.
I'll start kicking right now.
Yeah.
You know me.
Man, kick something off, man.
Cats don't want to see Amon Ra in physical form. Sphinx carried the soul till Allah's vision was torn. I'm simply kick over your casket and spit down your neck. You're running. Don't you hear footsteps coming? AK's eating your stomach. What now? Battle T-Rex with cannibal eyes. Spirits is working. Zero gravity flesh liquefies frozen. The blood becomes jewels of power I sniff. The poison infecting your brain, not only snatching your gifts. Like, come on, man.
Hey, let me have everybody stay on the line right now. We're going to take a quick break and everything like that. So y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Network on bangoutradio.com.
Bankroll. Yeah,
I hit them all on the shopping spree with your wig. Different color chips, got these hoes on my neck. Designer diamonds on my neck, bitch, on the shit. Bankroll, $1 million, we the shit. Bankroll, find me chilling with your wig. Bankroll, catch us in the newest bitch. Bankroll, yeah, we fucking do it, bitch. Bankroll, $1 million, we the shit. Them boys from the field got swag like that. Ballin' so hard, rollin' on them 24. Shout out to Trey Money, nigga, let's go. Shopping to the store. I'm about to burn up a lot of motherfucking drones. Bankroll, bank something in that fucking Lambo. Self-fight bitch with the fucking butterfly nose. Something, yeah, cause I want to. Ballin', yeah, how I want to. Y'all better check my new single. Back and shift, Pringo.
Hit them all on the shopping spree with your wig. Different color chips, got these hoes on my neck. Designer diamonds on my neck, bitch, on the shit. Bankroll, $1 million, we the shit. Bankroll, find me chillin' with your wig. Bankroll, catch us in the newest bitch. Bankroll, yeah, we fucking do it, bitch. Bankroll, $1 million, we the shit.
$1 million, I'm a true hustler. But my nigga Bankroll, we some true hustlers. We making them tits, making them hits. You niggas straight like I'm spinning it tight up on the mic. Purple swag with a purple jacket. Scoop your bitch, I'm getting so rich across the states. I'm stacking my cake, making you break. I'm taking the cake. Money got raked, it's like some street. College the weed is what I blow. 714 from Georgia to California. I warn ya, we be all up on ya. Getting that cheese just like lasagna.
$1 million,
100% swag, Bankroll, $1 million, we got the bag, phone built, we call them mag. Catch up with your bitch, shopping spree, we call the shit, smoke crisp from the west, $1 million, Bankroll, do with the best.
Hit them all on the shopping spree, with your wig, different color chips, got these hoes on my neck, designer diamonds on my neck, bitch, on the shit, Bankroll, $1 million, we the shit, Bankroll, find me chillin'.
Yo, it's your boy. I normally don't do this, but I just figured when you hit the club, right, and you're feeling yourself, niggas say they swag is on point, right? Well, some niggas swag is off the chain, some niggas swag is off the meter. My shit is on NASA though. Check it out. Ha, what it does. Tell me what it look like. Gonna get your buzz on. Welcome to the good life. Know I'm with the thugs, homes. Yeah, this the hood life. Don't try to get your mug on the night, cause we could fight. Ha ha. Nah, we ain't come to burn it up. On the contrary, nigga, we ain't here to turn it up. I walk in the spot, got the lames looking nervous, cuz all they dames staring at me like she wanna serve me up. That mean it's curtains, bruh. Don't let your girl go, or she gon' end up at my spot trying to make me curl toes. No need to be upset, that's just how the world goes. Bitches get to choosing, no surprise that I'm who she chose. Maybe it's the way I glide through the function. Drink in my hand, blowing clouds up or something. Whatever's in the paper plane, make the assumption that it's straight fire. I like this track that you bumpin'. See me in the club, all the lights flashing. TV getting love, it's time for some action. So up above, the clouds are subtracting. Really what it was, my swag is on point. Really what it was, my swag is on point. Really what it was, my swag is on point. Really what it was, my swag is on point. Really what it was, my swag is on point. Really what it was, my swag is on point. Really what it was, my swag is on point. Really what it was, my swag is on point. Really what it was, my swag is on point. Really what it was, my swag is on point. Really what it was, my swag is on point. Really what it was, my swag is on point. Really what it was, my swag is on point. Really what it was, my swag is on point. Really what it was, my swag is on point. Really what it was, my swag is on point. Really what it was, my swag is on point. Really what it was, my swag is on point. Really what it was, my swag is on point. Really what it was, my swag is on point. Really what it was, my swag is on point. Really what it was, my swag is on point. Really what it was, my swag is on point. Really what it was, my swag is on point. Really what it was, my swag is on point. Really what it was, my swag is on point. Really what it was, my swag is on point. Really what it was, my swag is on point. Really
swagger on now. Meet me in the club, all the lights flashing. We be getting love, it's time for some action. So up above, the clouds are subtracting. Really what it was, my swagger's on now. The swagger on NASA. When I take off, won't see me till the next day. I don't fuck with hoes with no class like flex days. King on point, couldn't see me in an x-ray. They mad at me cause what I create, collect pay. After distribution, sit back and watch my stacks raise. I get love from Bloods, Crips, and SAs. I'm a real nigga, so I'm good, they don't check me. Holla at your dude, someone told me sex pays. King about to scoop your queen, call out a checkmate. At the bar, buying shots like a gun range. Baby girl had five, talking about he won't change. I don't care, I got paper, we get drunk more. I just wanna see that ass bounce while it hit the floor. Order another round, get them drinks poured. Straight party in the booth, every time I record. See me in the club, all the lights flashing. We be getting love, it's time for some action. We so up above, the clouds are subtracting. Really what it was, my swagger's on now. See me in the club, all the lights flashing. We be getting love, it's time for some action. We so up above, the clouds are subtracting. Really what it was, my swagger's on now.
It's your boy Cadillac JR. Yes, sir. V-World ENT. And you listen to Grinding Network on BangOutRadio.com. Bang Out, Bang Out Radio, Bang Out, Bang Out Radio. Yes, sir.
What's up? Welcome back to Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com. Excuse me.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, what's that?
Yeah, a little tongue tied right now, you know what I'm saying? Get a little anxious. The cypher's about to start in a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got my name, Richard Spinks, in the building. HR Double representing Hitman Boss Gang, you know what I'm saying? Dropping that. We're going to drop that new exclusive for y'all, you know what I'm saying, on the Tuesday show and everything like that. We got my boy Chili SOM in the building. We got my boy MKD in the building. Who else do we got up in here? Caller 0567. So
that's Chili 2K.
Oh, that's Chili. Excuse me, my bad, bro. 6570.
What up?
Oh, this my boy. What's good with you, bro?
It's your boy Stunner. What it do?
Stunner D, man.
Yeah.
Yo, we trying to get the cypher popping, man.
Deep in this motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm glad you answered that message for your boy, man. You know what I'm saying? We got my boy Stunner D in the building. We got my boy Richard Spinks, Chili MKD, man. We trying to get it live. So if y'all know any more MCs trying to get into the cypher, hit me up at 661-621-7559 or hit us up on Facebook. Let us know, you know what I'm saying? Press 1 to talk to the host. And we got one more, is that? Okay, all right. So, Stunner, what's good with you, bro?
Shit, same shit, different day, man. Just trying to keep on grinding. Shit.
How's it out there, man?
Shit, man, actually shit's starting to get better. I'll be featured on two different mixtapes. One with Big Sam, Count Your Money.
Okay.
Featuring Blue Marley, fucking Ghost, DC, GB. I fuck with all of them. Shout out to you. And,
okay.
I'll be featured on BSP Hard Knocks, you know. Shout out to you. Catch me out there.
Okay, so that's a real good look, bro. I see you out there grinding, doing your thing and everything like that. You know you got to drop that exclusive for you when you put those in the streets, you know what I'm saying? Slide Grind Network, one of those.
Oh, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. You already know.
You know what I'm saying? You already know where independent artists live. Let me try to get everybody round up. Let's see if we can get this topic. We're going to go straight acapella on you. Like, we on the blog posted, you know what I'm saying? So, Spinks, you there?
Yeah, I'm finna have Grizzly Grim get it right here. Hold on. He in the studio with me,
Grim,
too.
Grim, what's up?
Oh.
No. This is Grizzly,
Grizzy?
Man. Little Grim. Hold on. Let him know.
Grizzly.
With it.
What's good with you, bro?
Shit over here in the studio posted.
Oh, man. So, you ready for the cypher?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we about to
get
it.
You already know me.
All right. What, Chili, you there? Chili 2K.
Chili.
Okay. We're going to get back to Chili.
I had muted my phone on accident.
All right. MK, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay. Man, since Spinks, you already started off earlier, let you pop it off with a bang again, you know what I'm saying? And then we're going to go Stunner D after that.
right.
Sphinx, you there? Or is it Grizzy on the line? Grizzy or Sphinx? You could go first.
I thought Grizzy was going to get it, man.
Stunny D, you started off, and then Sphinx.
I'm trying to build this boy confidence. That nigga's...
tell him, man. You better tell him to put the rise of use. All right,
I told him better be chill. They can't see you.
That nigga's stupid. We can see you. We got that new high tech kind of radio, man.
Got that
come on. We're looking dead at you.
You know?
All right. Well, Stunny D, you started off. Start it off, man. Pop it off.
Hi, I. Harvey
Rising.
From the south side, you can say I'm from the dirty. Party all night, so I got my vision blurry. Team on the map, and we steady rising. Coming so deep, you can call my boys Verizon. Yeah, you can call me Mister. Pulling on the shifter. Niggas getting mad cause I'm fucking with their sister. She leaving then she come back. Like where the fuck they do that? My game is super tight. Never leaving like four flats. Ha. Yeah, I don't give a damn when I fuck your trick. Yeah, I'm fucking your bitch. Smarter than a wise man. Yeah, I'm just doing me. Bitch, I need more checks. That don't flex. Come around me. Yeah, we about to make a bet. I'ma tell you like your girl tell me. Now she digging Sunny D, so I think you need to leave.
What's up? Spink,
I like
here.
That. Hey, D, get it. I want to hear that, nigga.
Huh?
All right, now it's time for us to stand up. Niggas on the come up. Bucking at these niggas, and you see them, they some bitches. Snitches. Watch your back, you in the grass. See you slither. I'm about to eat you with that shit. Thumping. Gunning, running, you know I'm bucking. Niggas be ducking, you know I'm straight up pumping. Pumping on that tech, yeah, I'm pumping on your chest. No breathing in your chest, I'm about to, look. This time to make a stand up, come up. All my black people, this is stand up.
There you go.
I
don't
talk about homie, I like that. Really. Yeah, you know, all the time, all the years I know that nigga, I've never heard of freestyle.
That was
straight from the mind. I was gonna rewrite something, but nah, fuck it. I just off the mind.
That nigga songs be hitting. That's what they do.
That was hot right there, man. Huh? Chili, what you got?
Songs be straight hitting.
That was my turn.
Yeah.
Let me see what I got. I'm a Louisiana nigga. I don't think that you could top that. I get your girl with right out of six. You got a mop pit. Born from the bottom, I'm a boot representer. Blowing Ninja Turtle purple. Word to mouth the splinter. Getting money like Monopoly on Louisiana property. I'm on the road to drunk. And there really ain't no stopping me. My niggas love the stack chips. Hollow points and max hips. I get your girl with right out of six. Who wants to share that? But I'm flowing with it. Said motivation. I'm full of Red Bull and gin is what I'm sipping. I'm riding 84, candy paint, you know I'm tipping. Slavery days over from the back, I hit it whipping. I'm probably drinking gin and juice grape. It's out the ride, I'll double cut when I'm sipping. I'm taking straight to the face, I'm kind of stutter, I'm all about my brother. I love my little girl, I love money, and I love my mother. That's my family tree. Yeah, that's what it consists of. I break this shit down, I'm talking twist up. Big buzz in the guard. Mr. Man and Man, who I are. In my seat, I'm kind of hot like frost. And yeah, she on top of me. We gon' do it properly. Hitting it from the back, it ain't no stopping me. I gotta be gone off something. Or I'm hitting it like it's over. 24, August 14th, I'll be older. On the mic, I get colder. Sometimes I spit a shell. I'm saying I'm going hard. Hot, hell, I'm devil like. Subserve with hell ice. Yellow dime, that's what I like. She kind of fine, I ain't even lying. The way I hit her right, let me know I'm on her mind. But I'm still studying, but I'm fixing. Chilling 2K, I probably whip it in the kitchen. Man, my phone,
okay.
They going back to my earl. That's why I was studying like that, like my phone.
That's what's up, you like, still getting it though, bro.
You know?
Appreciate it.
My game is incredible. I spit that intellectual. So open up your mouth because my words are so edible. Unforgettable. I put my nouns right into you. Downloading your drive. Now it's all physical. Let's not get political. I'm really not feeling you. I just want to see you in the nude. Can I get a view? How's that 36, 24, 32? Who, me? Yes, you. I'm talking to you, boo. going hot. In my whip, you know I'm about to get in that drive. Let's dip, you know I'm slipping. Nah, I'm pimping. Yeah, I'm that nigga called MKD. I be whipping. 22s on the whip.
Okay.
Hey, you know these girls catch the blues when I come in and watch them slip. Magnum on, cause I'm trying not to get dragged on like fire. Fire, I'm spitting hot like wires. Hits off the wire. Kidding my niggas, you know we up in here. Grinding our own, I'm even up in here. I'm fucking in here. Fucked up, but I'm going to keep fucking.
Man, crazy. Callers, do hold on right now. You know what I'm saying? We in the cypher right now. They're getting it live in the mix. Man, it's a lot of hotness right now. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
A lot of it.
Hello? I just say something right quick.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really want it to seem like I'm dipping out on y'all, but I went in the house to find my phone short, and I can't even find it. My phone about to die. I don't want to just leave y'all hanging like that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no,
I appreciate y'all
bro.
For having me. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Bang Out Radio, anybody affiliated with that. What's love to y'all? You know what I'm saying? Y'all do y'all thing. Don't let nobody stop it. That came from Chili 2K. You know what I'm saying? Anybody, I hook up with anybody, do a song with anybody, hit me up on Facebook, /Chili2K/BZ, YouTube, Chili 2K, many, BZ. Just go to Google and look me up. Go to Google, look up Bang Out Radio. You know what I'm saying? Just show us some love.
Oh, most definitely, bro. We appreciate you stopping by and hanging with us for a little bit, man.
Yeah, good luck, man.
All right, man. I appreciate y'all, for real.
All right, man. You take it easy, bro. All
right, homie.
All right. While you're waiting, caller, we got another caller, 5290. You on the grind?
Mm-hmm.
5290?
It ain't me.
I think we lost him, man. But it's getting hot up in here, man. The cypher's spinning. Y'all, I'm gonna try to stay on the. What you say?
Niggas is getting off, man, and ain't nobody trying to call in.
I'm
about to get off right now.
They scared. Oh shit, y'all just started.
Damn, pause it.
Let's get.
Tired of these niggas think I'm playing, man. I ain't playing with you niggas. Take it out. Shit. Hold up.
Hey, but look. I'm so sick, it's like white person fucking some kittens. Bestiality helping a nigga jack off. I got a white girl that'll get it. When you see me walking down the street, knowing my mug is on. I got the gauge hanging, the flag is flying. Nigga, what the fuck is you on? I'm Richard Speaks. Pull your intestines to your rectum whenever I'm on. I snatch a nigga neck off his head just to prove a point, Holmes. I don't really give a fuck. H-I-double. Whenever I spit it, niggas already know that it's trouble. I can keep kicking off the top of my head. My tongue gets ripped off. Half these niggas is laughing. I'm looking at them like I'm pissed off. Now it's time to get on, rip this shit till it's this song. Matter of fact, I kind of slithered the word. I did it. It's wrong.
Hey, it takes money to get money, you is dummies. I play these niggas, you know you fools. Get it, dummy. Get money, I steal your ass, steal your money, steal your bitches, steal everything that you're living off of. While you doing it 9 to 5, I'm doing that live with your girl, and you know I'm in that drive, hitting the switches. Yeah, I'm popping the skills in her mouth when I'm fucking your bitches. Letting her know that when it's pregnant time, not much time, don't come and holler at my niggas. Because my niggas ain't fucking with you bitches. Your bitches ain't shit. So I'm going to keep on hitting to the left while you going to the right. I'm on the highway going my way, 60 yards. I'm out of sight. Fuck it. It's off the mind, off the dome. I'm just having fun in the zone. Never home alone, because I got the girl giving me that mad, good-ass dome. Look, while you kissing her, you say sucking my dick. You licking that shit. You might as well be faggot. No homo. Don't fuck with no fake-ass niggas, no bitch-ass niggas, no gay-ass niggas. Move. Because when the real niggas come around your way, I don't have to prove shit to say. I don't have to say nothing. Lay back, chill with my niggas, smoke weed, drink all day. What's this up?
What's up with y'all, man? So y'all fuck with a bitch. Y'all fuck with a bitch. I used to fuck with MKD. Use the scope. Cause you might be sexy that nigga dick.
Yeah. Hey, I'm still on what Fink said. Or snatch your neck off. Yo, my mom used to tell me that.
Yeah.
That's good in my blanket all night. Yo, I'm having flashbacks and shit now, man. Hold on.
Speaks to take you back to adolescence, man.
Oh, yeah. I ain't heard my nigga rapping so long, my nigga. Like, when I told this nigga I was rapping, trying to do something, man, this nigga was already there. He was already on that level. I'm just trying to catch up to this nigga.
Yeah, I'm saying, though. Speaks, you're out there killing it, bro.
Look, Totudo, I forgot to tell you, nigga, if you know how to send me the songs on email, we can get the songs done because I got the studio here, you know. If everybody listening, too, I charge $15 an hour. It is at the house, but you ain't going to find nobody with better quality beating my price, homie.
Yeah. So hit us
and
up.
I mix for free.
Yeah, so hit us up. We can make that connection for you. You need that studio time. You already know where to hit us up. But y'all stick around for a minute. We're about to take another quick break. So if y'all y'all still want to get up on here, we still let MCs get on there, spit. So hit us up at 661-621-7559. Oh, and Spinks, when I get back, I'm going to ask you about the question of the day, too. So y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Network on bangoutradio.com.
Bankroll, yeah. I hit them all on the shopping spree with the wig. Different color chips, got these hoes on my dick. Designer diamonds on my neck, bitch, on the shit. Bankroll, $1 million, we the shit. Bankroll, find me chilling with your wig. Bankroll, catch us in the newest bitch. Bankroll, yeah, we fucking do it, bitch. Bankroll, $1 million, we the shit. Them boys from the field got swag like that. Ballin' so hard, rollin' on them 24. Shout out to Trey Money, nigga, let's go. Go, shopping to the store. I'm about to burn up a lot of motherfucking drones. Bank roll, bank something in that fucking Lambo. Self pop bitch with the fucking butterfly nose. Hoes on my dick, designer diamonds on my neck, bitch, on the shit. Bankroll, $1 million, we the shit. Bankroll, find me chilling with your wig, bitch. Bankroll, catch us in the newest bitch. Bankroll, yeah, we fucking do it, bitch.
$1 million, I'm a true hustler, but my nigga bankroll, we some true hustlers. We making them tits, making them hits, you niggas straight like a quitting and tied up on the mic. Purple swag with a purple jacket, scoop your bitch, I'm getting so rich. Across the states, I'm stacking my cake, making you break, I'm taking the cake. Money got raked, it's like some trees, cutting the weed is what I blow. 714 from Georgia to California, warn ya, we be all up on ya, getting that cheese just like lasagna.
$1 million,
100% swag, bankroll, $1 million, we got the bags, chrome wheels, we call them mag. Get your bitch, shopping spree, we call the shit, so we smoke crisp from the west. $1 million, bankroll, do what the best.
Hit them all on the shopping spree, with your wig, different color chips, got these hoes on my dick, designer diamonds on my neck, bitch, on the shit, bankroll, $1 million, we the shit, bankroll, find me chillin' with your wig, bitch. Bankroll, catch us in the newest bitch. Bankroll, yeah, we fucking do it, bitch. Bankroll, $1 million, we the shit.
Looking me, like see me, can't get enough of your body.
We can do it.
amazing. These mind games got me jetting off. I'm hesitating, waiting for what I need to just knock it off. I really can't control myself when you were next to me. It's like the fight from 12 times burning, but patiently. Our eyes cross when I get stuck in different time zones. The world is fading around me, but I don't think we should move on. My emotions are running, I know this is what we both want.
My emotions are running.
On bangoutradio.com. That's my boy Sphinx with Unique and Erica Marie doing their thing, you know what I'm saying, holding it down. Sphinx, you there?
Sphinx.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we got you. We got you.
All right.
Technical difficulties with the boards, you know. We got that working. but the hell was I about to say? Oh, question of the day.
Yeah.
Question of the day. What do you think about, we've been talking a little bit about the show earlier. What do you think, because Obama's been getting a lot of criticism and everything like that. What do you think, is the criticism good, bad, or fair? Do you think he deserves it, or people just giving him, you know what I'm saying, that they putting too much on his plate?
And in all honesty, dude, keep 100, I personally think that it's fair. You know, Obama was talking that good shit, and he's done a lot of things. He's done a lot of great things, actually, not, you know, for people in general. But a lot of cats got to understand, a lot of those promises that he made, he couldn't jump on them as quick as he would like to, because shit is so fucked up. So
yeah.
You're going to hear people complaining, like, oh, he's not doing this, or, oh, he kept this. I mean, the dude, he's the fucking president. At the same time, he's the first black president.
Yeah.
You know, so that dude has a lot on his plate that he's trying to fix. Bush fucked up everything, you know?
Yeah.
But I truly do believe that the criticism he get from both sides of the gate, I think it's fair, because it's haters everywhere, no matter what you're doing.
But at the same time,
it's not necessarily, keep it 100, it's not necessarily hating, dude. It's just judging. If somebody wanted something, and say if I wanted a damn pizza and you was just like, I'm going to get you that pizza, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, all right, then, yeah, I'm going to send you to the store. And, nigga, you don't come back for a week because you got shit you got to take care of. I'm going to be like, where's my fucking pizza? You know?
Yeah, real talk.
You know
what I'm saying? People don't, like, some of the people, like, the American people don't think about the process some of these things he promised has to go through and everything like that, and and what he all has to do, and the breaking down the barriers of being the first black president. You know, that's a lot to deal with, you know what I'm saying? That's a tough pill for white people to swallow right there, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they still getting over that. They still getting over the OJ situation. Then y'all and Brian.
Yeah,
like, oh,
yeah, they still ain't got over that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You know?
They still tripping off of that, you know? So, you know, they it's a lot for them to take in right now.
And then on top of that, man, you got to look at it like this. I mean, people can say what they want. They can talk about it, debate about it. I don't really give a shit. The president, to me, is nothing more than a puppet. Yes, he tries to make change and try to do what he can, but he still has to answer to the senators, you know? And in those senates, man, it's a lot of old, racist white people that don't like change, and they're stuck in their bitter ways. You know, if I'm making – I'm going to keep it 100. You know, if I'm profiting – like fucking close to a billion a year, why the hell would I want to change that? Why would I want you to raise taxes on my ass, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so, why would you want to put a dent in things that's making me money, like selling guns to the people that's bombing us and shit, like the people we fighting, we selling guns, doing all that. And it's a lot, like you say, he's a puppet, you know what I'm saying, to a bigger cause, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's powers that be that made things happen. That's why he's the first black president at this time. And, I mean, I'm pretty sure if a black person wanted to run, he probably can win because he is qualified. But, like I said, the powers that be, you know what I'm saying, haven't allowed that till this point in time. And, you know, and he has to play ball, or, you know what I'm saying, or get lost like the rest of them, you feel me?
You know, I mean, it's they did what? I'm pretty sure he did one thing that they didn't like. Next thing you know, I was hearing rumors about a fake birth certificate.
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah. On every little thing, man, I swear.
In all honesty, you know, like Preen said, man, a nigga, they, you know?
Yeah.
Hold that thought real quick. Hold that thought.
Yeah. Man. But that's crazy, man. It's a lot of did we just get put on call waiting on the radio?
Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I just realized that.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, we go get back to Sphinx in a minute, you know.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. We're over there. I was about to say, man, did we just get put on call waiting on the radio?
No.
You know?
I was like, damn, ain't that something?
Should have played it off like, all right, no, we'll just let you hold on for a second.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, go ahead and get a couple minutes, man.
Yeah.
Nah. I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah. MK, you still online? MKD?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now, you know what I'm saying? Okay. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? I know you always talk a lot about, too, like, with the powers that be, them puppetry and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? You very endowed in that, you know what I'm saying? What you got to feel about that?
Man, I'm on the same page as the homie. He there's nothing, we on the same page. There ain't nothing I can say. He was just on point with it from the beginning to the end. All I can say is agree, and then once we add about 100,000 of people to be on that same page, and back Obama up, like we need to, we could change life, we could change the world. Who got him to be president? Who voted? Everybody that voted, we all have mouths, we all have words, we all have hands. To write something down, we all could take a stand. And you know, if we don't see something right, we need to like, nah, y'all tripping. We paying y'all bills. They got like fucked up. Our taxes pay their bills at the end of the day. Now if we took back, if we stopped working and be like, nah, y'all ain't playing our game, we ain't gonna play your game. We ain't gonna work. Now where you gonna get the money from? Where you gonna dip in the taxes if there's no money coming in or money generated? So,
yeah.
Man, it's just point blank. I think we need to come together as a unity and be on the same page and unite under one person, and that's Obama, and we can still make changes because these motherfuckers is not hearing us, and they have us going against each other. We not like I said earlier, like they have black folks now talking about he's doing us wrong.
Yeah.
Come on now. You that's just sickening. That's crazy. How you let somebody get in your head and tell you Obama's not doing us right? He is.
Yeah.
He's showing us, he's paving the way for us. He can't help you out individually, but he's showing you if you put your work, your heart, your mind and your soul into whatever you do, you will succeed in life. So
yeah.
That's it.
That's real talk. But on that note too, MK, the history in this country of black people standing up and everything, I'm not saying that black people won't stand up, but when they did stand up and everything like that, it always seems like something bad always happens, you know what I'm saying? We either get more profiled by the police, one of our leaders. Huh? Yeah. Yeah, but one of our leaders get taken down or things like that of that nature, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying black people are scared to stick up for themselves, but they know when you do stick up for yourself, you got to fight extra hard.
Yeah.
We got to understand, we have everybody to back us up now. We have the people that wants to have our back, white folks. We have all colors that wants to help us out. But it just, as black folks individuals, like Koreans, they have their own base.
everybody that's not from America, they make all their money and send it back. When we make money, we got to show it to the white folks. Like, we don't have anything that we could say as own. We always have to deal with white folks. I'm just saying, like, we have to get together, at least try to start something for our own and let's generate
that's
something
true,
as our own so we can start talking to these white folks and say, look, you need us like we need you. Now we have terms, too. We can't just sit at a table and they have terms for us and we have no choice but to agree with them. I'm just saying, we as a unity, we have the back. We have the means. We have other races that have our back, but we have to come together first to show them that we could come together and they'd be like, oh, okay, I see them. I always fuck with the blacks. Man, I love the blacks. They do anything. We want to copy them. So we want to show them that we down for them. You know, because in this day and life now, it's like only the old heads that's racist.
Yeah.
Only the old heads are racist. Like, we could do something if we just put our mind to it. But we're not going to come together because it's always haterism.
Yeah, it does seem like that more. Like, it's like really not that many young, old races, but except like if they was like super like taught that way. Like if they was just like if that's all their parents was about, that's usually what they do and everything like that. But like you said, like I mean, our avenues is opening up a little bit more. But I still think that they still got that thumb on us, you know what I'm saying? Where if they wanted to, they could rattle us, you know what I'm saying? And black people, we easygoing people, and I ain't gonna lie, we do get rattled. We don't get rattled that easy, but we get rattled, where it makes us like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Do this and everything. Should I do this? Should I do that? They start now down. But what am I trying to say? What'd you say?
I feel you, bro. But we always, through centuries, we always been rattled.
Yeah.
They always want to rattle us. Now, if every time they're going to rattle us, we're going to spur away. When they drop a bomb in the middle of us, we're going to spur away and not never come back. When you can look overseas, wherever, Iraq, Iran, they fight and dying every day to get their freedom. They get shot every day, but they come together every day to try to gain their freedom. People are dying over there, but every day, the next day, what they going to do? They're going to come back and form a huddle. Okay, you did this to us today, but tomorrow we still will be here because we ain't going to give up because we want what we want, and don't matter how much you knock us down, we're going to still get up and we're going to hold hands and we're going to let you know we want freedom. We want freedom. Everybody, we're going to lose lives. We're going to lose a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
If I had people for real on me, like, I'm not afraid to die. I know where I'm going.
Yeah.
So if I had about a million people, if I had at least 1,000 people that was about something, that was trying to do something, I'm like, fuck it, let's get it on, let's get it moving. Like, cause it takes strong motherfuckers. It don't take weak niggas. My nigga died the next day. I'm like, I'm out of the game. I'm there. No, you can't do that. If there's a cause, we have to be willing to die for it. And we're not willing to die for it. You know, we still trying to live on this earth, and this earth doesn't last forever. We're not here meant to be the last word. So when our people died, they knew they was going to die. They died for a cause, for a change. So we have to be on that page of Malcolm X, Martin Luther King. We have to be on that page. Like, then Martin Luther King stepped out of the building and probably saw the sniper. Was like, yeah, Snoop, shoot me. I don't care. Y'all my people going to idolize me, and I'm going to represent change. Like, you fight for what you want. And everybody, all I'm saying is everybody was on the same page. Of growing.
But it's hard to get everybody on that same page, though. Man.
I know.
It's hard. Like, it's got to have to be something that sparks it or something to get everybody on that same page. But I'm digging the conversation, you know what I'm saying? It's almost about that time. We're going to take one break, and then we're going to go to the shout-out. We're going to have one song, and then we're going to go to our shout-out. So everybody that's on the line, stay on the line right quick, and we're going to give some quick shout-out. But we're going to go to a break, so y'all keep it locked right here on Grind Network on BangOutRadio.com.
Yeah, that boy G.I. Fleazy Bandcamp representing. You already know what the fuck it is. I'm on Grind Network and I'm kicking it with my main partners, Supreme and Jay Payton, on bangoutradio.com. Let's get it.
Yo, Spade, nigga. What up, my nigga? You know what time it is, nigga. Go ahead and switch that shit up.
Oh, you already know, dog. That's what I'm on.
We smoke that hood.
Radio.com. We're running the 2-minute offense right now, man. Shout outs. MK, you got a quick shout out before we go?
Man, I want to give shout outs, man, to all y'all in here. Supreme, James Payton, my nigga, Bird, man. Shout out to Lord, shout out to my family, shout out to Lancaster, Palmdale, California, with California, period. Man, and I appreciate you letting me be on your show, man. And
no problem,
me
bro.
Voice out my opinions, man. I appreciate
no problem, bro.
What's all about?
You know what I'm saying? Make your voice heard, bro. We appreciate you calling in, man, and being with us, man, each and every week, bro. So we appreciate the love, man. It's the same, man. Jay Payton, any shout outs before we go?
Oh man, shout out to the whole Bang Out fam, everybody out there listening. Crazy, insane. That was random. To my family, my kids, you know, everybody out there. Shout out to tell Keisha I said what's happening. She did a good job.
Yeah, Keisha over here holding it down, man. Shout out to the whole team, man. Keisha, James, MKD, everybody that's doing their thing out there, man. Shout out to everybody, the whole Bang Out Radio fam. Topaz for giving us this opportunity, and shout out to everybody that's listening, man. We love y'all, and we appreciate y'all. All right, then, peace.
Gone.